Today, we're going to take time and visit with Joshua Heyer. He is the superintendent for the Ogden School District.
Good morning, Jim.
You know what? Less than a month.
It is less than a month. Yeah, I was looking at the calendar and I realized and said, holy cow, the next time I come in, we will actually have school and kids in session.
We will have. Yeah, it's gone. Has it gone fast?
It's been a good summer, but a quick summer.
Yeah. Well, you've been busy doing a lot of different things. The school itself, and again, grounds, facilities, everything else, things coming together?
Yeah, we're in really good shape. The custodial crew, hats off to them. They've done a great job over the summer. We're ready to have kids. You know, we're doing some final things. For people that are in the community, big thing that you'll see this week is a crane, and they're doing the elementary roof project.
Okay.
But they anticipate that being a week to 2 week project, and they'll button that up. And overall, I think we're ready to have kids in the hallway.
So, yeah, that's Central State. You have Central States?
We do.
Yeah, they've been doing everybody's this summer. They've been busy. Even in all the heat and everything that's been going on.
Yeah, you can't imagine that it's over 105 heat index, and they're still out there working away.
Yeah, but that's going to be around the elementary. But this is a project. Yeah, we talked about it before. It's something, you got to do.
It's something that we have to do, maintain our most valuable resource, you know, and we continue to maintain and update those. And we use, our save and or voter PEPL to be able to do those projects. And we strategically place those out so that, you know, every 20 to 25 years, whenever those roofs are starting to mature and see the end of their life, that we are replacing them.
We don't want to have the bad weather that might create some additional leaks around there. So. But anyway, Central States, people will see them there. And again, it's just part of the whole bunch they have going on this. They never had to go very far.
I don't think so.
They've been staying around pretty busy. Again, that's just one of the things that have been going on this summer. But otherwise, most of your facilities, and we talked about it in the past, but you have a lot of the internal parts are older.
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a 60 or a, 50-year-old building, if you will. I don't know. How old is it?
Well, 1967 was when the secondary was built. A lot of our spaces have been updated, modernized, but yet we also have some spaces that do need to be improved and addressed. So, one of the things that we actually had was a work session recently. Mm-hmm. FRK is our architect that we work with, and they came in and just really listened to the board, and the board listened to them based off of what we received from a subcommittee and started to really look at what are our priorities. And there are a number of things that really surfaced through that meeting.
I know this is the one you had talked about. They had gotten a lot of input from staff, from patrons. That the architect firm did that. And then they kind of came in earlier this summer and gave a quick presentation to the board. You set up a work session for them then. Middle of the month or so, I think it was.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it was just a follow-up from the report that they gave to the board. And, I think some of the things that we are seeing, middle school, high school parking lot is an area of need. When you look at our elementary space, the possibility of repurposing underneath the old gymnasium just kind of rethinking what that learning space might look like. And then also career technical education, K-12, just on how are we serving our students and the programming that we want, you know, and the education that we want to be able to deliver. Do we have the space and the tools and the resources to be able to do that? And then final thing that you just mentioned was at some point we need to address that secondary older two-story building at our middle school, high school campus.
So, one of the good things when you start getting with the board and stuff like that, it always comes out to, and here's how you can pay for it.
Correct.
How do you want to pay for it? There's a number of different things and a number of choices that you have to make.
Yep. And that's really where we're at right now, Jim. We're just trying to look at prioritizing. But ultimately, if you are going to be doing these, it comes down to how are you going to pay for it? So FRK is going to be kind of generating some approximations on, if you were to do this, this is how it's going to cost. And we'll work with things and we'll make sure that we deliver the best plan and option. And the board ultimately will need to decide on that.
Well, a lot of work yet to do, though.
There is a lot of work, but it's exciting to see that we're making some good progress, moving forward.
So that's a part of it. Let's talk about the funding things, too, because the board does want to have, I know we have an election coming up. First of all, you have a couple of board members that are going to be up. I think two.
We do have two that will be up. And
That'll be on the November ballot because we have schools and cities both together now. But they also want to put a question on there about the, well, first of all, the revenue purpose statement, which all districts have to do every once in a while anyway. But it's one of those say, this is what we would like to spend the money on according to the law. And that's what we, basically, that's what it says. Yeah. We're going to spend the money that we get the way the law allows.
So, yeah, for our listeners that aren't fully aware of what a revenue purpose statement is, it's ultimately the
school. It's not that we're going to go out and get new revenue.
We are not.
This is just how we have to spend it.
How we're going to go ahead and the dollars that we receive from the 1 cent sales tax. So there is a sales tax, and school districts get a set amount based off of their per pupil enrollment. Yep. And in code, it says that you need to have a revenue purpose statement to say how you are planning to use those dollars. A large part of it would be for construction improvement, maintenance. Mm-hmm. It could be contracts, maybe for technology, et cetera. And if you don't have that in place, then it really talks in code on what you need to use it for. In 2019, legislation renewed and increased that revenue purpose statement or the SAVE to go all the way out to 2051.
Okay, so this is new to extend it out.
Correct. And ultimately, Ogden's was set to expire in 2031.
Okay.
So we are going to come to our patrons and ultimately ask them, it's business as usual. It is exactly what we're doing, but we are just asking for that flexibility to able to use that revenue that is generated from that 1 cent sales tax as we stay on that revenue purpose statement and go from 2031 to 2051.
Yeah. I think most of the, I'm trying to remember, I think all the other districts in the county have done that.
And maybe you've already have.
I think after 19, I think United was one of the first, and most of the others went along.
Yeah, I did a quick look, and there's 100% of schools that have a revenue purpose statement in place, and 50% of them have already renewed it from 2031 to 2051. So, it's that time. You know, we're looking 5 to 6 years from now and when it's going to expire, and we're just going ahead and we're going to take that and be transparent to our patrons and let them know this is what we intend on using that revenue from that sales tax for.
Because somewhere someone's going to think it's something else.
Correct.
But it's not. It's not. So just the revenue purpose statement, that'll be on the ballot?
We will actually have another portion, and that is the voter PEPL. So that actually stands for physical plant equipment levy. And there is a 34 cent per thousand that our board can actually vote for. And then every 10 years, you can come to your patrons and actually ask, can we increase that voter PEPL? And we're going to have that up there for renewal. Right now, it is set to expire in 2028. And we are asking business as usual again. We're not asking for any increases. We're just really wanting to maintain exactly what we're doing and continue that $1.34 from 2028 to 2038, a max of 10 years on that.
Yeah. And again, voter approval goes for 10 years, board approval for 5.
Correct.
And otherwise, your board has to keep redoing it. Most have gotten their patrons to support the, again, physical plant equipment levy. There are certain things you can spend it on and certain things you can't.
So, absolutely. So,
and really, this is a lot of your physical roofing the middle school.
Roofing. Last year, we resurfaced the track.
Yeah.
We update our bus fleet. Non-instructional software, technology, those are critical things that we need to be able to continue to maintain the business that we have. I'm optimistic. Our patrons have supported our school, and I'm hopeful they'll continue, knowing that it's just business as usual. We're just asking for continuations of what you already have done.
What we currently have going on.
Absolutely.
So again, probably we'll get some questions as we get a little bit closer, but that's, again, it's one of those that's pretty easy to explain.
It is. It's yeah. And we'll do a good job once, you know, really in July, it was just the resolution to put it on the ballot. We needed to do those things.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah. Once we get a little closer to November, we're going to start to educate and inform and make sure that people are aware of what the revenue purpose and voter PEPL is.
Okay. The board at their last meeting, seems like it was a long time ago.
It was.
Seemed like earlier in the month. A lot of things for the new school year. You did take a look at your substitute pay rates. Everybody kind of does that in the summertime and kind of, okay, as we get ready for school, what are we going to do and what's it going to cost us? And substitutes are, if you got good substitutes, you hit the mother lode.
Yeah, we want to hang on to the good ones and we also want to attract others. So ultimately, we really look at what's the going rate for our conference, but then also kind of that Highway 30 corridor, you know, and how are we attracting and making sure that they're getting paid what they deserve.
So again, that's one of the things you did. Therapy dog. Tell me about this. I haven't seen this for too many districts. What, allowing therapy dogs, or they would be allowed anyway?
Yeah, great question. So our board, I did a report, and so before coming superintendent in Ogden, I was down in Winterset, and we actually had some therapy dogs down there, and I was able to see the benefit firsthand. Ultimately, those dogs almost became one of the staff members, and really it was for a number of students to be able to help regulate, support, and even staff members, you know, and really the dogs were able to be part of the school. The policies that we have in place that they did a first reading and approved, and in August would be the second reading, would allow us to possibly move forward with really figuring out what that structure is. I think ultimately the vision would be that we have a staff member that ultimately has a highly skilled, highly trained dog that has gone through a pretty regimented therapy program, and they're able to bring their dog for the benefit of the school district to work. So we're really excited about that. Winterset had it in place, and I think they have 5 to 6 dogs. I reached out to Bettendorf. They really have embraced it, and I think they have over 24 dogs within their school district. So I think this is just another additional layer that we can provide for our students, and I'm really excited about the possibility.
So again, this is, would be a whole new, just for the Ogden district. It's not.
It is specific for the Ogden district. The regulations and the policies that we put in place really just outline what the criteria are for the employee, not only that, but for the dog, what safety precautions we need to have in place, and just making sure that everybody has clarity about exactly what that program is.
Yeah. And we are talking certified therapy dogs.
We are talking certified. So, you know, you have a lovely pet at home. We can't specifically bring that pet in. It would be that they actually have a training, almost like a comparable to a service dog.
Sure.
The training that they have actually gone through. And we've even done some research on what would possibly be good breeds. And I've also reached out to possibly some trainers that we can maybe partner with to be able to help support and making sure that we are well prepared for that program.
Yeah, you want staff staff at least to be as prepared or
correct
as the students themselves.
Ultimately, the staff member would become the owner, and they would have to be trained themselves on how to be a certified handler of the therapy dog. So there's a lot to go in it, and I think the first step before we actually got the cart in front of the horse was, is the board have an interest in this? And if so, let's get some policies put in place.
So, moving forward with that, so speaking of policies, all districts are doing policies because well, the new laws went into effect. Some of the things I think, we might have already gone through it, but was it the phones or
cell phones was cell an phones? Aspect of
yep.
it?
Yep.
yep, there was some human growth and development things.
A lot of things there.
Yeah, kids actually getting college and career readiness exploration at a lower level. There's just a list of them that come out, and ultimately the legislative session usually concludes into April and May, and then we partner with Iowa Association of School Boards, and they really look and interpret then, okay, so this is the new law. How do you actually need to make sure that you put those in place? And we get recommendations on these are the things that you have to put in place, and these are also what you might recommend putting in place. And we vet through them, and we want to be legal, you know. Yeah. So that is usually the month of July. There is heavy with policy changes.
And not a lot that you have much say about. I mean, they get incorporated.
Absolutely.
So
we need to do it.
It's all part of the new laws. I was trying to think. I think every district, just about everybody goes through them all the same way. So, yeah, July's the big one, too, getting ready for the new school year. Otherwise, other things that are coming up for you.
Well, honestly,
I mean,
the next
school's
next time, you know, we'll be having kids in school. It's crazy. I actually sent my welcome back letter to our staff yesterday. So it's just crazy to think how quickly things are coming. But we're really excited. I think we'll have new staff on August 14th. Okay. All staff will be returning on August 19th, and then we will be starting with kids in session on August 25th.
Yeah.
So right around the corner, believe it or not.
This is coming up way fast here. So, well, again, even though we get pushed back, you would have been going the 23rd. That's the law. They did not change that for us. I was going to say that among the other things, though, for making sure that parents got everybody signed up and stuff. All that's being done online, so take care of all the busy work you got to do beforehand.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Jim. I really want to make sure that for our listeners, they understand why we do online registration. And, you know, we have a large percentage of our families that are returning, but it's important that they actually do that online registration to make sure that the information is updated. You know, when we have your child, for 7 hours a day, we want to make sure that emergency contacts, physicians, all of the critical information is all updated if there's any changes.
If there have been some, yeah.
Yep. And then also for our new families, if you are maybe moved to the Ogden district, we would want you to go ahead and do new registration. Mm-hmm. And that would start at the district office by contacting Christine Owen.
Mm-hmm. Those that have been in there because you use the same program you used last year, a lot of it's they know how to log into it and they can get it all updated. But sit down, take some time and make sure it's right.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of that information will roll over because it is the same Infinite Campus as the program that we use. So log into the online registration, the parent portal, those things, and then making sure that that information is just updated.
Yeah, the lunch tickets, everything else can be paid that way as well.
Correct. So, we have all that.
Make sure they're done. Gotta get that done too. Getting ready for the year. So are we looking at, part of that information, I'm guessing, make sure where everybody is because bus routes need to be planned and reviewed. And
absolutely, bus route,
all of that
information.
The logistics, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes to making sure that when August 25th starts, that, you know, kids have schedules. We know who's picking who up. We know if we need to pick them up, who's involved in activities, physicals. There's just a lot of different moving parts when you're talking about 700 students. So the more that our families can do now is certainly going to help us to have a successful start of the school year.
Well, for this week, outside of roofing, it is the non-contact week.
It is the no-contact week. So I think we're pushing a pause. We had a great summer season. Both our softball and baseball made it a couple games in the postseason and fell just a little short. But we're certainly proud of their results and what they were able to do. And, yeah, I believe let me look at your calendar here. But I believe we actually have our first day of fall workouts on August 11th, which is, less than 2 weeks away.
I was going to say, your cross-country team probably is not paying attention. They're just out running somewhere.
They may be running, but that would be on their own.
They're on their own right now. Anyway. Yeah. Well, you know what? You get some, and that's how they end up going to the state all the time. So that's how you get to be successful.
Yeah, you build a culture, and kids just want to be part of it.
Otherwise, getting ready. Any other final things, I think, before school? No, most of it is just the parents make sure that your information's updated and everything else.
Yeah, otherwise, it's just business as usual. We're excited to have staff and students back, and we're ready to go.
Many new staff members? Because you had a couple, some adjustments you were making.
We had a really good retention rate this last year. So we had just a few subtle shifts. We had a few people filling in for a kind of a one-year interim, knowing that they were going to be leaving. So we kind of filled those. But ultimately, we're pretty good with our fully staff certified. We still have a few classified positions that we would look at hiring a few people. But I think overall, we're in a much better shape this year going into August than we were last year for staffing regards.
Yep. Joshua, well, that's because you pulled that math teacher out. That's good. Joshua, are you going to go back to having your meetings?
Yes. So I took the month. Great question. I took the month of July off because it actually happened to be the first Friday was 4th of July. Yeah. And I didn't anticipate seeing too many people. But no, Dawn Discussions will be something that I continue. It is the first Friday of every month. And that would actually be right away this coming Friday.
Okay. So it'd be at the community center?
Leonard Good Community Center.
Okay. Seven to nine.
Yeah, pop on in.
He'll be there. Stop by and see. If you have questions, again, about revenue purpose statements, anything like that, there you can find out.
I'd be glad to explain it and talk to anybody one-on-one.
All righty. Joshua Heyer, guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.